This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Cavaliers not exactly making it happen there on the West Coast right now. They have dropped their last three games. We're going to talk to Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com in an hour to get the latest on what's happening with the wine and gold. They're on the road trying to get things together. By the way, if you're in town for the NCAA tournament, welcome to Cleveland. We've got the dual sessions over at Rocket Arena. Coming up at 12:40, 15th seed, Robert Morris will take on second seed at Alabama, followed by Vanderbilt and St. Mary's. That's a 10-7 matchup. The evening session will tip off somewhere around 7:25, 10th-seeded New Mexico against 7th-seeded Marquette, and then the nightcap somewhere about 10 o'clock or so, 15th-seed Bryant taking on number 2-seed Michigan State. Yeah, kind of cool. You know, coming into town today, walking into work, and see a couple of buses outside the hotels getting ready to take folks over to Rocket Arena for March Madness. And it's great having these teams in town, and should be a lot of fun this afternoon. I will hopefully make it in time for the end of... I have a feeling by the time I get there, Robert Morris v. Alabama is going to be over. And by over, I mean on the scoreboard.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're about right on that one. That's... Alabama's pretty darn good, so we'll see what this ends up looking like. But yeah, it's cool having it here. It's always fun when you get the tournament in town. It's always fun when you see the fan bases here and you have everybody walking in all their different shirts, all the different colors, all of that kind of stuff. It's what makes it fun. You know, that's what makes this as much fun as it is then you get the whole group of people who are like, come on, let's travel up to Cleveland. We'll go see Michigan State play. This will be cool.
A lot of the conversation this morning, Dan Madigan and I in for Baskin and Phelps, they've got the day off. Centered around what else? What else would it be centered? All right. Browns quarterback. They need one. They need a veteran. They need a kid or two or three or four. We have basically reached throw something against the wall and say a few Hail Marys that something sticks. That's the point of the portion of the program we have entered, which is unfortunate, but that's where the Browns are at. That's what Andrew Berry has to deal with. I have been saying for weeks, if not months, there are no good options. That's why I don't have a plan, because my plan is going to be just as bad as anything the Browns are going to come up with at this point. When it comes to the veteran portion, there are budgetary limitations, there's salary cap limitations, there's a massive talent limitation as far as, you know, what's available. And then the draft, it's, you know, is it Cam Ward? Is it Shedeur Sanders? Is it Jalen Milroe? Is it one of these other, Jackson Dart? Is it one of these other kids in the draft? I don't know. Like, I'm not sold on any of them. I wish I had answers for you, but I don't. I'm willing to poll you, though. 216-474-0092. If you have some thoughts on what you would like the Browns to do or what you think they're going to do, I have come up with no good solutions. Dan, I feel like I'm sitting here right now as a failure, because for the amount of bickering I tend to do, I like to have some solutions. And right now, I have no solutions when it comes to try and help Andrew Berry do his job.
They're all bad options. It's honestly which one you feel the best at holding your nose and running with. Probably the one that's the most unknown is draft rookie quarterback X. And maybe we're in the position that it's like, okay, the unknown grass is a lot greener than the grass that we're looking at on the other side of the fence. That maybe that's the direction they decide to go just because, hey, we don't know what this looks like. And maybe not knowing is better than knowing. And boy, that's a really, really, really sad place to be. Because it really feels like you booked a beach vacation and you showed up and it has done nothing but dump buckets of rain and thunderstorm and a hurricane and everything else. And you've got a bunch of people all looking at each other going, well, we should go to the beach anyway because we booked the beach vacation. I mean, we should go sit there on the sand and enjoy the water coming in because we booked the beach vacation. While a lot of other people are going, I know you went to the beach, but it's raining. Like, that's what I feel like we're doing with this quarterback class on top of it, where everybody continues to come back and go, okay, you've got one quarterback who has the most promise, and everybody else is below that quarterback. Shedeur Sanders is right below that quarterback as well. And it feels like we booked the vacation to the beach, and it's a hurricane. And it feels like everybody, there's a chunk of the fan base just go, well, you're at the beach, you got to go sit there. And there's another chunk going, it's hurricaning. Like, just move, adapt, evolve, go to the movies, go to somewhere else, figure out a different way to enjoy your week off than sitting in a hurricane.
And one of the primary responsibilities, I think, for Kevin Stefanski, for Tommy Rees, for his offensive coaching staff now, is whatever kid or kids, because I do think that there's a very good chance that they're going to draft multiple quarterbacks here. Which, by the way, this is not the first time I've said that. I've also said that in prior weeks.
Your victory 5K is turning into a 10K here pretty quickly.
Yeah. My arm's really getting sore. Actually, it's my shoulder.
It is.
From hitting it so hard, patting myself on
the
back.
Call Dr. James Andrews.
But I don't know if I can fit him in my budget. Just give me a needle and some thread and some good painkillers. But yeah. I just, when I objectively take the emotion out of all this, right? And right now the emotion, I think, for a lot of fans is frustration because there is no good option.
Right.
You still have to play 17 games this year, right? And so the more I think about this, I'm just like, draft one of these kids and throw them out there and see if he got something. That's where I'm at because the thought of watching Russell Wilson start for the Browns, very unappealing. Carson Wentz and just everybody else that we've gone through this morning, none of it appeals to me. You know what? If you're going to draft Shedeur Sanders, put him on the field week one. Let's go. Let's see what this kid's got. Why not? If you're going to trade up for Cam Ward, because everyone now, I think, is all the NFL insiders have fallen in line and feel that Cam Ward's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I don't think he's worthy of that. I think there's better players in this draft than Cam Ward.
It's the quarterback tax.
He plays quarterback, and he's arguably the best quarterback available in the draft. So he's going to go number one, whether it's the Tennessee or whoever trades up. Well, if you think Cam Ward's the guy, you got to go get him. I hate the thought, but if you're Andrew Berry, you got to do what you got to do at this point. That's where we're at, Dan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It ain't pretty, but you've got to do something. You can't keep letting the water pour out of the pipe. You got to stop the leak somewhere. And so, for me, it's Shador or Cam. I probably lean more toward Cam, but I hate the idea of trading up for one because I don't want to give up future assets to move up to one to get a player that I'm not 100% sold on. I don't like drafting Shador at two because I'm not sold on him. I think he can get a better player at two. But again, I'm talking in circles, talking myself into what I feel is an unwinnable, untenable situation.
Let me take you to hypothetical land for half a second.
Oh, let's go to okay. Do we have music for this? Do we have disclaimers? Do we have to warn people they may get indigestion from this?
No.
Okay.
So hang with me for a sec. What if behind closed doors in a soundproof room, Jimmy Haslam and the brain trust of the Cleveland Browns all sat there together?
You lost me when you said Jimmy Haslam was in the room, but go ahead.
Brain trust of the Browns all sit together. They have a moment where they look down and they go, okay, this roster is old. This roster has aged a bit. We are out of our window, and the Deshaun Watson experiment has exploded worse than anyone could have ever possibly imagined.
Okay.
What if both of them were assured 2 years in that room? And we're looking at this going, well, Andrew Berry needs to save his job. He's only got 1 year. Berry needs to save his job. What if it's really 2 years and the Browns organization itself knows that this is a soft reset?
I think I am one of few people that does not believe that Andrew Berry is working this offseason to save his job, and I also don't believe that Kevin Stefanski will be coaching in the upcoming season specifically to save his job. Now, I'm not saying that they're completely safe no matter what.
Right.
You can't speak in absolutes, but I don't believe that ownership is sitting there saying, we're going to give it one more year because we just gave these guys extensions. Let's give it one more year, see what we got. I have said for weeks that I really hope that the Browns this offseason were very honest with themselves about the state of the roster. Now, I understand you tell fans, hey, we are trying to win. Trying to win. We believe we can make the playoffs. We do the right things this offseason. We bring in the right piece.
The standard lip service, yes.
We believe we are a quarterback away and we're going to win, right?
Right.
I hope behind closed doors they're not saying that because they're not just a quarterback away. And for me, that's the issue here. They are more than just a quarterback away. This is not a plug-and-play situation. Yes, you plug in a good quarterback, you can go somewhere. You can right. turn things around. I recognize that. There are some other things. Now, short up the offensive line, like that a lot. I still have some questions about JOK's health.
Agreed.
Is he even going to play? It's
very ambiguous.
Which means you need a sideline-to-sideline defending linebacker all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You, I think, still need a little defensive line help.
You need a safety.
You definitely need a safety or two safeties. And you may need some more depth on the back end of the defense as well in the secondary.
You need a second or third wide receiver as well to go behind Jerry Jeudy.
So for me, it's fine. You project out there the positivity that we're close, we're still close, we're going to make this happen, quarterback away, whatever. But I hope behind the scenes that they have had very candid, very honest conversations about where they really, really are. You don't go 3-14 in a season and be close and be just a quarterback away. Because and I've said this time and time again, your quote-unquote problem child, which was Deshaun Watson, availability/quality of play, He was only out there for 7 weeks. Things did not get better when he was off the field. Now, it got a little more entertaining at times, but...
That's the word. That's the word I would use too. It was more entertaining. It was watchable.
Watchable, okay, however, right? But that does not equal good. That does not equal quality. And so I hope that they were very, very honest with themselves this offseason about where they're really at. Where do you think the Browns are really at? Are they just a quarterback away? 216-474-0092. Dan and I will get to your calls next on The Fan.